This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your radio show for December 2013. Our radio show guest is Dr. James Jim Nicholas, a 10-year fireman with Firefighter 1, 2, and 3 certification, a former newscaster for WFIU, the NPR affiliate, a former announcer for Connecticut Public Radio, teacher, composer, editor, amateur botanist, and concert musician. Jim and I met at the Cincinnati Congress of Strings in 1973 on full scholarship. We had a marvelous time playing string quartets and orchestra concerts for 8 weeks. Jim is one of the most amazing cellists I have had the pleasure to know, and he is a wonderful teacher and friend. Jim's mother, Jeanine Rousseau, raised Jim, his sister, and his three brothers in a musical environment to be strong and hardworking with good family values. Jim says, "One brother played oboe and guitar, and my youngest brother continues to play the clarinet and teaches band in the public school system. Another brother enjoys listening to the music around him, and my older sister played violin quite well. She and I played in orchestra together and occasionally played chamber music at home." Jim Nicholas is passionate about saving lives, helping others, and is a lifelong concert artist. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Madeline. It's nice to be here.
Jim, how does classical music play a part of your life as a firefighter, former newscaster, radio show announcer, teacher, composer, editor, amateur biologist, botanist? And what musical instrument do you play?
Well, I play the cello. I play the piano very badly. music will always play a part in my life. Of course, at one period I was very much more intensely involved with it than I am now. But I think it was Kodai said that music is not just an entertainment for the elite, but it's a source of spiritual nourishment. And that is certainly the case for me, even if I'm not as actively involved with it. I still draw my spiritual strength from it, I would say.
What did studying the cello teach you?
Studying the cello taught me quite a lot. It taught me about self-confidence. It taught me problem-solving. Actually, even to this day, I kind of obsess with trying to figure out the best fingering and bowing for something that I'll probably never play again. And the last time I played it was maybe 20 years ago. But it teaches you to be a team player. Playing in any kind of ensemble teaches you to give and take, to compromise, and to be aware of others' cues and their feelings as well.
What is the most important ingredient to teaching students successfully?
When I used to stand in front of a classroom, I think that I always felt, even at the time, that as a teacher, I was responsible not only for imparting the subject matter and helping students understand it to the best of their individual abilities, but more important than that even was their development as complete human beings while they were in my class and after they were gone and long gone throughout their lives. I felt that I should always be some kind of a role model that helped them in any way I can to be the best human being they could be.
Can you share with our radio audience your story about firefighter air packs?
Well, let's see here. When I first joined the fire department and I was being introduced to just an overwhelming, mass of equipment, like anything else, it's an art, it's a science, it's a specialized field. You've got to go to school, you have to understand the science of it, you have to understand the improvisatory nature of much of it, and you have to understand your tools just like anything else. I remember being introduced to the ear packs, the Scott packs that we wear on our backs, and how to do the checkoffs on them. The emergency alarm on them is called a PASS device, personal alarms, I don't remember what it's called, but PASS, and that device will go off when the firefighter's been down for 30 seconds or so. That was, at the time, a very shrill series of 5 ascending notes, a major scale of 5 notes. It was identical to Papageno's signal in the Magic Flute by Mozart, And in fact, in the opera, that is how Papageno and Tamino found each other during their own search and rescue mission. So I was sort of flabbergasted at the way these two seemingly unrelated worlds had collided with me in between them. And then I also realized that just as Tamino and Papageno would have to undergo their own test of fire and water, I would also be undergoing a very real test of fire and water at the end of my time at Connecticut Fire Academy. Not what I ever could have imagined myself doing 25 years previously, as I sat and played in the mid-orchestra for the Magic Flute with the Baron-Reiter score beside me. I graduated with my Firefighter 1 certificate in 2004 from Connecticut Fire Academy. I was age 47, the oldest one in my class for 14 years. That was probably the proudest moment of my life. My situation right now is kind of the reverse of most Americans. My body is in much better shape than my brain is. But that's kind of a strange way in which the music world and the fire world collided.
That's truly amazing. We want to thank you, Dr. James Jim Nicholas, for saving lives as a fireman and sharing your work with our radio audience as a fireman, teacher, and cellist. You are an inspiration to all of us to take action and help others as teachers, parents, relatives, and friends.
Well, let me just say that Dr. Frank kind of discovered me as a 16-year-old geeky teenager, and she kind of was that person to me who said, you can do this, you have talent, I am proud of you, and she's been a friend for 40 years now. So thank you.